Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria vandag op na 32, Johannesburg 30 en Emalahleni 28 grade. Ons begin met die politiek en die aankondiging dat Kenny Kunene nou weer sy plig te gaan opneem as adjunkt-president van die Patriotic Alliance. 'N Regsfirma het in hulle ondersoek bevind dat Kunene niks verkeerd gedoen het toe hy in Julie gekry is by die huis van omstrede sakeman en moordverdagte Katie Molefeni. Dit het daartoe gelei dat Kunene toe as lid van Johannesburg se burgemeesterskomitee oor vervoer bedank het en dat hy ook in sy posisie by die Patriotic Alliance tydelik geskors is. Mangalis Kumalo het meer.
Patriotic Alliance leader Gayton McKenzie took to social media last night, announcing that Kunene has been cleared by law firm Cliff Dekker-Hofmeyr. McKenzie said in a Facebook Live broadcast that the law firm interviewed people and conducted a thorough investigation into Kunene. He is now resuming his duties as deputy president of the Patriotic Alliance. Molefe was arrested at this house for his alleged involvement in the 2022 assassination of popular musician and club owner, Oba DJ Sambori Sefoka. He has been denied bail in the Alexandra Magistrate Court. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda FM News.
Meer hieroor by jackrandafm.com, klik op news. En dis ook waar jy kan lees oor die nasionale polisiekommissaris Fanny Masemola wat vandag terug verwag word om sy getuienis voor te sit by die Madlanga Kommissie van Ondersoeks Openbare Verhoor in Pretoria. Hy het gister vertel hoe hy die buitengewone stap moes neem om president Cyril Ramaphosa in te lig dat polisieminister Senzo Mkhunu die KwaZulu-Natalse politieke moord taakspan ontbind het. Anastasie Makhobo het meer.
Masemola told the Madlanga Commission that when he was first alerted by KwaZulu-Natal Police Commissioner Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi that the minister wanted to dissolve the task team, he knew the situation was serious. Soon after, he received a letter from Mkhunu confirming the instruction and immediately escalated it to the presidency.
I spoke to the president on the 1st of February 2025 and the president told me that he would speak to the minister.
Anastasia Mkhobo, Jacaranda FM News in Pretoria.
Na New York, waar president Cyril Ramaphosa deur die nag Suid-Afrika se standpunt herhaal het vir 'n aangrensende Palestynse staat wat vreedsaam met die Israelse staat bestaan. Hy het gister by die konferensie oor 'n twee-staat oplossing gepraat by die 80ste sitting van die Verenigde Nasies se algemene vergadering.
We call firstly for global recognition of Palestine and its sovereignty and territorial integrity. Secondly, the immediate ceasefire and the release of hostages by Hamas. Thirdly, the full respect for international law. Fourthly, the removal of obstacles to the two-state solution. Lastly, the restoration of the humanitarian aid.
En die Amerikaanse president Donald Trump sê sy land se Food and Drug Administrasie sal dokters in kennis stel dat die gebruik van Tylenol tydens swangerskap gepaard gaan met 'n aansienlike toename in die risiko vir autisme. Sommige studies toon 'n verband tussen swanger vroue wat Tylenol gebruik en autisme, maar die bevindinge is nie deurlopend nie en dit is onoortuigend. Die vervaardiger van Tylenol, Kenvue, stem egter glad nie saam nie en sê dit is die veiligste pynverligtingsopsie vir swanger vroue. Ek gaan dit Suza, ons hou jou op hoogte met meer nuus om 10 uur.
Hey you.
This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.
Baby, this is what you came for. Lightning strikes every time she moves. And everybody's watching her, but she's looking at you.